Living underground. Jack's Uncle Dan has an interesting job. He's an opal miner. Opals are gemstones, and 90% of the world's opals are found in Australia. Uncle Dan lives in the middle of the desert, in a town called Cooba Pedy, the opal capital of the world. But here's the thing. He lives underground. Jack has come from Adelaide to visit him for a few days. He meets his uncle at the bus station.
Welcome to Cooba Pedy, Jack. It's a long trip up from Adelaide, isn't it? Almost 9 hours, if I remember correctly. How is everybody?
They're all fine, Uncle. Greetings from everyone. I can't believe I'm finally here. It looks like something from a Mad Max movie.
Yeah, funny you should say that. They did actually film one of those Mad Max movies around here. But come, my house is just around the block. We'll walk there so you can see a bit of the town too. Although, as you know, most of it is underground.
Right. What are those things sticking up from the ground? They're everywhere.
They're air shafts for the underground houses. We need them so we can get air underground.
And over there is the famous golf course, right? Dad said that you play mostly at night.
Right, with golf balls that glow in the dark. The daytime temperature here can go up to 50 degrees Celsius, and you don't want to play outside in that kind of heat.
Whew, it sure is hot. Is your house much further? I hope you have air conditioning.
I don't need air conditioning. It's very cool inside the house, and it's convenient in lots of other ways too. If you need another room, for example, or an extra shelf, no worries. You just dig one out, and you can play your music as loud as you like. Nobody will complain. The walls are totally soundproof.
The ideal place to have a party.
That's Faye Naylor's famous house over there. She and two of her lady friends dug that house out by hand. She's got a swimming pool in her living room.
A swimming pool? Hey, what language are those guys speaking? They're not locals, are they? There seems to be quite a lot of tourists around. I didn't expect that. Isn't this a mining town?
We've got almost 45 different nationalities living in Cooba Pedy, so those guys are probably local residents. But you're right, almost everybody in town makes their living from opal mining. But we get a lot of visitors, especially since we built that fancy underground hotel. So many locals also work in the tourist industry. They do mining tours, run the shops, the art gallery and so on. Look, that's the entrance to the underground camping ground.
Wow. So, is Cooba Pedy like a regular town, with a school, churches, a cinema and so on, except that it's mostly underground?
We have an open-air cinema, and the school is only for younger kids, but yeah, I'd say we're pretty much a regular town, except we live underground.